Jungling rolls to his right. Willis, the lead blocker. Dan cuts it upfield. Inside the five, he'll walk it in. It's your district championship dagger as Dan Jungling ices this one.
For the first time in school history, the Eagles partying hard on their sideline as they take down powerhouse number one, Iowa City Regina. Your final score, Pella Christian 24, Regina 21.
Rich Kakmarinski is a man with a long history of success in the Pella community. Nowadays better known as Coach Kak, he was a 1992 honors graduate from Central College. As a fullback on the Central football team, Kakmarinski was the 1991 team and Iowa Conference MVP, rushing for 2,725 career yards and 37 touchdowns while helping Central clinch three NCAA playoff berths and play in the 1988 Amos Alonzo Stag Bowl. Once his playing career ended, Coach Kak succeeded legendary Central coach Ron Skipper and posted a 62-15 record from 1997 to 2003, leading the Dutch to four NCAA playoff berths and four league titles in his tenure. Kakmarinski stepped away from the Dutch after 2003 to help try and start up the football program at Pella Christian, which began playing varsity football in 2006. Before the Eagles were able to compete at the varsity level, Kakmarinski had already accepted a position coaching in North Carolina. Former Pella Christian head of school Daryl DeRuyter hired Kakmarinski back as head coach for the Eagles in 2008, making him just the second head coach in the program's 15 years of existence. When the first head coach of the Eagles, Jerry Staton, retired after the 2007 season, DeRuyter knew it was important to find the right man for the job to replace Staton.
That hire was an extremely important hire for Pella Christian. You know, after Jerry Staton, our first head coach of our program, made the decision to retire, it left a gap for sure. And when we were able to secure a quality candidate such as Rich Kakmarinski to come back and be our second and new head coach, that was huge. And we could not handpick any two better people to be our first two head coaches, and the longevity that Coach Kakmarinski now has brought to Pella Christian and specifically to the football program has been remarkable and so good for Pella Christian, for the football program.
DeRuyter was quick to put Rich Kakmarinski's name at the top of his list because he knew exactly what Coach Kak would bring to the program.
One of the things that was attractive about Coach Kak for us, we knew that he would bring that family atmosphere to the program and really became that kind of father figure, for these boys. And he was so much more and continues, I'm sure, to be so much more concerned with the development of young men than he is about the wins and losses.
Former Eagles head boys basketball coach Larry Hessing saw that in his interactions with Kakmarinski and witnessed Coach Kak's leadership firsthand.
I think Coach Kak obviously is an excellent leader of young men, and he is interested in his players as people, not just as football players. And he develops a real brotherhood amongst his team, and I know that brother term is thrown around fairly loosely, but I really do believe that he develops a genuine care for his athletes, and he develops a mutual care amongst his athletes, one for another, and then that translates into teamwork, kids rooting for each other, enjoying each other's success, and that's a really good formula, and I think that's what I see with Coach Kak's teams.
Now a superintendent in California, it's been 7 years since DeRuyter has been at Pella Christian, but he had no problem remembering a few key reasons why Coach Kak has been able to have success with the Eagles.
I'd say a couple words that come to mind right away would be belief and trust. I mean, I think he just believes in his system. He believes in the process. He believes in how football ought to be played a certain way, and then he trusts the people that are around him to do their respective jobs so that it all comes together on Friday nights. And I think those are the key things that pop in my mind when I think about why he's been able to be so successful for so long.
Kakmarinski's teams have averaged over 7 wins per season en route to him winning his 100th game in his 13 years at the helm of the Eagles football team. That level of success has produced many notable moments, a few of which parent Troy Hugan shared.
Having sons that have played 7 years of Rich's career, certainly some very high moments at the district championship game against Mount Air, winning with no time in Rich's first year, beating Regina there, a couple of the biggest ones, to get, and then getting advancing to the Dome.
Hugan knows that 100 wins is an impressive milestone to reach, but he believes that Kakmarinski likely wasn't focused on that milestone at all.
If I had to guess, Rich probably knew how many losses he had at Pella Christian, and somebody had to tell him he had 100 wins, if I had to guess, because that's the type of coach he is. He's always thinking about the one that he didn't get, and that's what coaches do.
As Hugan said, there are likely a few games that Coach Kak still thinks about that he wasn't able to get.
Levi's finally broken loose in this game. To the 43 of Regina. Kak rolling out to his left. Has time to throw. Looking downfield into triple coverage. It's intercepted. And this game is over. David was looking for Graham Howerzile in triple coverage. And it's intercepted. And Regina is going to the Dome.
Oh my.
Season on the line. The hold is good. The kick is up. Has the leg. No.
Shoot.
It's short. And the Eagles season will end once again in heartbreak. Pella Christian gave Regina the game of their lifetime for the second straight season. But once again, 2017 will end the same way 2016 did, this time inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Your final score, Regina 37, Pella Christian 35.
But under Kakmarinski, the Eagles have had many more highs, reaching a stage that many Iowa high school football teams dream about.
It's been nearly a decade and a half in the making. Record-breaking players and more to get to this point as the Pella Christian Eagles, for the first time in program history, are headed to the Unidome in Cedar Falls. And there's 30 seconds left.
And now take a delay of game penalty if the Eagles, they are not going to need to.
And they're not going to need to. Pella Christian's going back. They did just enough there, and the Eagles are headed back to the Unidome. What a game for Pella Christian. Huge underdogs on the road, and they're going to knock off undefeated Bellevue.
So what is it that allows Pella Christian to reach those highs? Current Pleasantville head coach Mac Jorth spent a season as the wide receivers coach for Kakmarinski during his Central coaching days. Having coached with and against Kakmarinski, Jorth knows firsthand why the Eagles are so tough to beat.
When you've got a good program with a good culture and good preparation, teams don't beat themselves, and so he's always going to be in the game. He's not going to do foolish things. He's always got his team in the right position to be successful, and more often than not, that leads to them being successful, and so it's going to be up to your team to make sure they make enough plays to beat him, because Pella Christian's not going to beat themselves, and that lends itself to his preparation, his training of his players, and just his overall outlook and way he views football and how it should be played. And so that plays itself out, basically week in and week out, that his teams are consistent, they're in the right positions, and they're not making those mistakes that'll beat themselves.
Despite having tremendous success at Pella Christian, Coach Kakmarinski won't take all the credit for what his teams have accomplished.
You know, we've just been blessed to have a lot of great people at Pella Christian. I've been blessed. You know, when I look back over the great players we've had, I haven't played one snap in 14 years. We've had some great players, players that have put the time in, worked hard. We have great parent support. We've had great coaching staffs over the years. We got support of the administration. And so Pella Christian is really a parent-run school. So our parents have been very supportive. So very thankful to be at Pella Christian, and just proud of our kids. And I think we got quite a team. I think we can go quite a ways this year, so looking forward to that.
Digging into the success and legacy of Pella Christian football's only member of the 100 Wins Club, I'm Tyler Crabb for KNIA KRLS Sports.